for some analysis of GM's plans and to check in on the latest automotive news, we go now to Jean Jennings of Automobile Magazine. She joins us from Detroit. Welcome back, Jean. You just heard some of the plans that Larry Burns mentioned. He says they're viable. How would you grade them?
Absolutely correct. I think the world of him. He's a very, very, very smart man. And I would say, you know, I'm not as big on the biofuel stuff, although they're smart to go after non-food-based biofuel. You know, E85 is corn-based, and what he's talking about is, you know, using mass that you grow, I mean, that you can grind up. It takes a lot of it. However, his hydrogen work is solid. He's absolutely right about EV1. And frankly, they didn't just kill it. That was a little bit of an overstatement by Hollywood filmmakers. That was that came out at a time when people weren't interested. I mean, there was a time when seatbelts came out and people weren't interested in them. So you have to, you know, technology has to come out at the exact time the market wants it.
Let's move on to Chrysler. There have been rumors that one of the few ways that they can survive without the $7 billion in immediate money that they've been asking for is to sell some of its car brands. What would those brands be, and who might even want to buy them at this point?
Well, you know, they could sell Viper standalone. They could sell Jeep because that is a very viable brand. Wrangler is a great product. Dodge is good. It still has some performance value. They have the new Challenger, which is, you know, selling quite well, and the new Dodge Ram, which is a wonderful vehicle. The question is there a market for any brands at all right now worldwide? You would assume that the obvious buyers would come from India, Korea, China, emerging markets that could use some of these brands and could use the networks, the sales networks and so on, the dealership networks. I don't think right now in this economy there is a market for anything.
Gene, there are some similarities across the board with the plans that we've been seeing from GM, Ford, and Chrysler, for example, lower executive pay. But what are some of the key differences?
First of all, Ford says it doesn't need the money right now. It needs a line of credit in case, and they believe that they can make it, that they can make it through these hard times. So there's one big difference. They don't have to go to the extremes that, say, GM does, who say they need money right now.
Gene, I'd like to go back to GM for a moment, and I know you mentioned Larry Burns is a friend. If you were to point out one thing that you think that they're not doing, that they should be doing it at General Motors, what would that be?
You know, they have been just slow, very slow. They have brought out many, many vehicles in the past, and he is absolutely correct when he says, you know, 9 of the last 10 vehicles that have come out have been great vehicles. 2 of the next 24 will be what Congress is asking them to do. So they're addressing the issues. They have the Chevy Cruze. They have the Malibu, which was an Automobile Magazine All-Star last year, its first year out. We called it better than a Camry. They have a Malibu Hybrid. They have the Cadillac line, CTS, CTS-V. They have Volt. They have very good vehicles coming out. They have been perhaps slow to axe the ones that are not so good.
Jean Jennings is the editor of Automobile Magazine. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Alex.